This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. We are implementing a lot of things that I hope are going to be things that you will want us to be involved in. One is, I think there's like a Facebook Live for audio, so you'll be able to hear the show there as well. I don't know all the details, but the team called me, and we're working all that stuff out. So look for a lot of new changes. We did finally put together a list of the affiliates and where, what have you, where we are, where we know we are, and there are a few that we don't know, so we're still working on that, but we'll, again, all that's going to be updated with the radio page and a host of other things, so a lot of changes going on, but here's the one thing that remains the same. The left continues to fawn over Barack Obama, and there's nothing's going to change that until we change it. Yeah. Obama could take a dump in the middle of Times Square and de Blasio would build a statue for him there. I swear. I really do. I've tried to come up with the craziest analogies of Obama could have a sex orgy with Muslim men in the middle of Times Square while doing a decapitation of a young teenage Christian, and people would say, oh my gosh, it's Gothic art. They would figure out a way to make anything this man does the greatest thing alive. And there's only one reason for it, because he is has been horrible for them. There's only one way to describe how this man has been for the Democrats in general, for liberalism, and it is horrible. But they love him. They fake love him. See, they're, I've talked about this before, and I'm going to tell you again. They're so invested in Barack Obama, they have no other choice but to follow wherever he goes. And here's what's interesting about this. They're going to start, there are little cracks that are coming into the cement. And pretty soon, they're going to even be able to see through it. And then eventually, they're going to be able to stick their finger inside of the cracks. And next thing you know, the dam breaks. Because there's no way you're going to watch the progress that gets made by Donald Trump in this economy and in world affairs and all these other things and not understand how bad things were under Barack Obama. So it was funny. We were looking at headlines, and I was thinking, you know, how would the headlines be written under Obama? But we were looking at these, and I was so let me give you one. Trump administration talks tough on North Korea, but frustrated lawmakers want details. And I'm thinking, want details for what? Donald Trump is not responsible to give you guys details over what he's going to do with a rogue nation that has nuclear weapons. I tell you what details did Barack Obama give us? What details did Bill Clinton give us when he allowed the nuclear program to flourish over there? So now that the genie's out of the bottle and Donald Trump's trying to put him back in, you now want to hold him accountable? Get out of my face. Get that corn out of my face. That was a Nacho Libre reference for those of you who probably didn't see that obscure, crazy movie. But yeah, so, you know, all I'm telling you guys is, hold on. See, just hang in there. Hang in there, because all they're going to do is they're going to try to build up Obama, build up, they're going to continue with this. He's going to speak in more and more places. He's going to speak in what I call vagaries. He's not going to tell you anything specific, and it'll appear as though all the things that Trump is doing were things that he put along the path. You're now watching the marketing of Barack Obama. That's what you're watching. And so everything's going to look, is going to be sold to look better for him. What Trump does well is going to be, you watch what I'm telling you. They're going to try to shift it Oh, these are policies of Barack Obama. You hear him saying it right now. The only way you can try to credit Trump is if you say it's a continuation of the policies of Barack Obama. That's why you even hear that, even remotely. They don't want to tell you it's a good policy, so they have to spin the language. It's a continuation of the policy. Look at what Trump's doing here. It looks very much like Barack Obama, what Barack Obama did. Or they tell you, had Barack Obama stayed, he would have definitely been doing this. He would have done the same thing. No, he wouldn't. But you watch the shift. You're already seeing it. And even when Trump makes what's called a mistake, they'll still say, well, they almost make it say like, he's making a mistake, it's Barack Obama's same policy, but they're setting you up. Don't believe that. They know it's not a mistake. They're trying to tell you, well, it's kind of a mistake, but it's a policy of Barack Obama. Then they're going to come back later and they're going to say, no, 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 it was Barack Obama's policy, and that's the reason why it was a success. That's what they're going to do. See, that's the ruse of it all. They have to sell us on the idea that Barack Obama was a god. Trump is trying to replace a god. Why would he replace a god when all he has to do is continue their policy, his policies? And by the way, all the groundwork and everything that's been laid for Trump, even the bombing of, they said, some guy wrote, Barack Obama would have done the same thing in Syria. Really? How do we know? He had the chance. He didn't do it. You know, the policy, other than the tax rate, the things that are completely against it, for example, ACA, the reason why they do not want repeal of Obamacare is because it would be a direct contradiction to Obama. If it's repealed and you get, quote, Trump care, and Trump care is successful, it invalidates Barack Obama. But if it's only, they just tatter with it and play with it, they'll say, well, that's what Obama was doing. He wanted us to manipulate it, to massage it, to make it better. You get it? You got to get rid of it. It's like cancer. You don't massage cancer. Hey, I've got cancer. I'm going to go to the masseuse. Said nobody ever. You got cancer. You go to somebody that can cut it out of you. And that's what we need to do. So this is what's happening. You're hearing tax code, major test for Trump. Really? Why? How's the tax code working so far? We paying our bills? Obamacare, you know what happened with that? Donald Trump got the Freedom Caucus to finally say yes. I told you it was going to happen. Of course it's going to happen. You got to get rid of Obamacare. You got to revamp tax code. You got to revamp foreign policy. You got to actually do things with real jobs, where Barack Obama says it needs a magic wand. And we find out, no, you don't. You just need a magic president. Somebody that can actually get it done. We'll be back in a bit. Keep it up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We find out that Barack Obama is as big a fraud as Hillary Clinton. The guy who said he was going to crack down on Wall Street.
Wall Street versus Main Street. Yeah, people out there making this, we've got all these executives making this much money.
Barack Obama is going to get paid for an hour's worth of work, what it takes for him to earn as a president in a year. One speech on Wall Street. Let me tell you what he did. He burned the Clintons so they'd lose all their money so he could go make it. $400,000 for that speech. If you were a stakeholder in whatever firm this is, I don't know who it is. Maybe it's a collection of Wall Street firms. I would be asking myself, would I really want to have whoever's investing that kind of money to listen to that fool speak? Would I want it to be those guys to be handling my money? If they're that frivolous with money, giving it to Obama, haven't they learned anything? Hillary Clinton making $500,000 and us looking at it going, what the heck? What the heck? You know, here's the article. It says this, former President Obama, upcoming speech at Wall Streeters is putting $400,000 in his pocket and putting long-term supporters in a difficult position. Democrat Party leaders and grassroots activists alike are at a loss to explain how the one-time champion of the 99% could cash in with a September address at a healthcare conference run by an investment firm, Cantor Fitzgerald. $400,000, Cantor Fitzgerald. Spiritual leader of the People's Resistance cashes in with a $400,000 speech to Wall Street bankers, read one tweet. And Elizabeth Warren, you remember her, she said, money is a snake that slithers through Washington, yet also slithers through Democrats' purses and wallets. Here was another tweet. Obama's $400,000 Wall Street speech will cost the Democrats much more than that. It reinforces everything progressives hate about Democrats. Progressives see themselves as different from Democrats. See, they're the poor version of Democrats. Senator Elizabeth Warren said she was troubled by that when asked her opinion on SiriusXM's Alter Family Politics radio show, but she held back from criticizing the president directly while referring repeatedly to her new book, This Fight is Our Fight. She outlines her concerns about big money's influence in American politics. But she doesn't have the nerve to say, 400 grand, look, I'll tell you right now. You want to pay me 400 grand, I'll speak. She'd be crazy to. I'm a good speaker. I'm a better speaker than Obama. Honestly. And I wouldn't, if you were going to hand me $400,000, I would be like, look, is this your personal money? If this is your organization's money, I don't want it. Because I know what it takes to make a buck. So just think about it this way. For an organization to want to give away the money to Barack Obama for 400 grand, they have to make $1 million. Because their corporate taxes are high, 38% or so. And they want to make profit. Even if they did it at cost, their cost to give him $400,000 would be like, say, I don't know, $750,000 to $800,000. To have one guy give you a speech for an hour on healthcare, what could he possibly say that's going to benefit your organization to the tune of $800,000? I'll answer for you. Not a thing. Not a doggone thing. Oh, she says, one of the things I talk about in my book, Elizabeth Warren, is the influence of money. It's a snake that slithers through Washington. Calls to other prominent liberal elected officials, including Bernie Sanders. You know who he is? The newly minted rich guy. The guy that ran for president in order to champion the middle class and denounce Wall Street. Senate Minority Leader, Chuck Schumer. Hey, Chuck, what say you about former president and Pied Piper of all things poverty? What say you about baby black Jesus cashing in on a bunch of folks, and, you know, their money, Wall Street money? I would love to hear what they have to say. And here's what it's going to be. It's going to be the spin.
Oh, the president is a busy man. He could have been doing this or that and making a lot more money.
No, he can't. I dare you. Here's what I would say to the left. I dare you. I dare you to get Barack Obama some business to run. I dare you. Let me tell you about Barack Obama's business he's currently running. OFA, Organizing for America, and whatever he sets up between him and Valerie Jarrett. Let me make you an absolute 100% ironclad prediction. If that business does not involve them leeching money from the government, it will not survive. Because one, Barack Obama doesn't know how to run it, and neither will the people around him. And number two, his reputation will be so tainted within a year that nobody will want to touch him. The dude will be toxic. Now, the left is going to do all they can to prop him up. I told you, they fawn all over him. Everywhere he goes, they're going to tell you it's rock star status. Barack Obama will hang out with the rich and famous. He will try to transcend politics and become Hollywood. And when they figure out he ain't Hollywood, and as more and more people get to work and start remembering all the policies that he did, and history rewrites itself, he has one direction he can go, and it's down. And let me tell you why. Because no matter what Barack Obama did, they kept his rates high. They kept his stats high. He was always up there. No matter what. So now you got to ask yourself some pretty simple questions. How do you stay that high? How do you keep people always think, oh, his approval rating leaving office was higher than any president in history. Okay, great. So that means it's going to drop. What's Barack Obama going to do that's going to make him so much better? All, look, it's funny. We hear the polls about Donald Trump. Donald Trump's polls are dipping because he claimed that Barack Obama was spying on him. Well, he was spying on him. His polls are dipping because he bombed this, or he did that, or he didn't say this right, or whatever. Everything that Donald Trump is doing are things that Barack Obama either didn't do and didn't have the you know what to do, or needed to do, would never have done it, and so on. And Donald Trump's doing it. And it's no faking. It's no, you know, everybody, oh, he's a poll guy. No, he's not. He's just wanting to do what's best for the country. And as more and more people see that, and particularly as they get back to work, they will start to remember what Barack Obama didn't do. You're not going to spin this man forever. And I'll tell you something else. You aren't going to let it happen. You're going to get more vocal. You want to know why you and your friends and the 2 or 3 degrees of separation from you, where you know these Trump people that maybe weren't all in for Donald Trump but suddenly will be, you guys are going to be out there saying, yeah, yeah, look at that. Yeah, another company. Uh-huh, check it out. And as you start feeling it, you start getting that America first mentality, that make America great becomes part of your own personal mantra, people start to back off. Barack Obama, what's he going to do? He going to join Spielberg and make movies? You can even influence the left to want to back away from him. That'll happen. I'm making these predictions because I want to be on record as to telling you how this is going to go.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Dumbledore. It turns out, is a gay. The author, J.K. Rowling, sent out a press release saying that the character Dumbledore in Harry Potter is homosexual. Some people lost their minds, couldn't believe it. I can't believe he's gay. I'm like, really? You can't believe he's gay, but you can believe he's a wizard?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I gotta tell you, every time I play that clip or I remember that clip, I think to myself, I think about Barack Obama. Like, you know, what are you worrying about with him? There's so many other strange things. You know, like when people say, "Oh, he's this or he's that," and I'm like, "Yeah, is this a surprise?" The guy is just the more things that get revealed about Barack Obama, the more it confirms of what we already know. The shockers are not in the things that people think we should be shocked about. And here's another one to file in the we already knew category. According to yet another biography, Obama was almost gay at one point in his life. Almost. He got close. Here's what the Daily Caller wrote. President Obama considered being homosexual as a young man, according to a forthcoming biography of the president. The biography by David Garrow, Rising Star, The Making of Barack Obama, is set to come out on May the 9th. Garrow, who wrote a Pulitzer Prize-winning biography of Martin Luther King Jr., and is a regular contributor to the New York Times and the Washington Post. And why am I stressing that? Because I want you to understand that this is not, you know, Ann Coulter writing about Obama. But what's funny, I chuckle at how the left claims Obama changed his mind on various issues, particularly that of gay marriage and how he treats gays, the perception of gays. Let me explain what I mean by this. Barack Obama knew in his heart of hearts, there's no way he gets elected if he tells people he's bisexual or gay. No way. No matter how much black people say, we accept the idea of homosexuality, black people look at homosexuality as like, it's a sign of weakness to them. I'm just telling you right now, for a guy, it's a sign of weakness. So he couldn't get elected without having that strong sister who made it appear that, oh, he's cool. He has to be cool under the covers because for him to have a strong sister like Michelle, he can't be no chump, or in this case, a punk. He can't be. So they say he changed his mind. Let me tell you something, folks. Obama has not changed his mind on any ideological issue since he's been in the last 10 years. He hasn't. He certainly didn't change it on gay marriage and gay issues. Obama was bisexual before he was president. He was bisexual during his presidency, and he remains bisexual. And I don't know why this is such a revelation to folks. We say it as if it's like, oh, if you say he's bisexual, you're criticizing him. Really? So why is it that we watch TV shows and we go to the movies and we hang out with the LGBTQ community on a daily basis, but if you imply that Barack Obama is one of the LGBT, then somebody's like, oh, look at that. That's what the guy is. It's just the truth. And, oh, there's no verification. Yes, look, I'm giving you yet another bit of evidence. You know, you can take it for what it is. If you believe it, believe it. If you don't, don't. But let me tell you, there's enough smoke burning in the past of Barack Obama to convince this black man that Barack Obama dabbled in homosexuality. I'm not saying he's a pedophile. I'm not saying he worshipped the dark arts. I'm just saying he was probably, not, and I think with a high degree of certainty, had an attraction to men. The man hung around pedophiles and pimps most of his life. And he is likely like his real father, who, as sad as it is to say, pimped Obama's mother. What's this guy's name? I forget his, I can see his face, but I can't remember his name right now. But this is the guy that took the dirty pictures of Barack Obama's mother, and quite frankly, I'm convinced may very well be his father. I'll put it to you this way. Obama's not going to take a DNA to prove that he's not Frank Marshall Davis. That's who I was trying to think of. Look, I remember learning that my father pimped out one of my many stepmoms, and I use my finger quotes because I didn't get raised by these women. And I wrote about it, this revelation, in my first book, The Big Black Lie. And I tell you these stories because I don't want you to think I'm trying to be some mean-spirited dude. I'm telling you the truth, folks. And if people don't want to listen, I remember talking about this subject on and one of my radio outlets was like, Kevin, this subject is a little bit this or that. I'm like, this subject is what? This subject is truth. What is it? Why is it, if I were to say, do you think the guy that played Doogie Howser, is he gay? Oh, yeah, he's gay or he's bisexual. Okay, we can talk about that, but I can't talk about Barack Obama being bisexual? Whatever. Anyway, my brother and I were discussing the utter devastation, the destruction that my dad left when he came to my hometown when I was probably about 16 years old. And my brother quite nonchalantly says to me, you know Tony pimped out Margie. Now, Margie was my dad's girlfriend at the time. I was like, what? Margie was a pretty light-skinned black chick with a few freckles. When I saw her, I thought, wow, she's pretty. That was my first thought. She's pretty. And my brother tells me this, and I got to tell you, my 16-year-old country boy small-town mind was blown. Who pimps out their girlfriend? My dad, that's who. Now, as for Obama, the not-so-well-kept secret about this man was that he frequented Chicago bathhouses. Larry Nichols, not Larry Nichols, what was the guy's name? I forget his name, but he's a guy named Larry. He's a gay guy. He said, look, I was with Obama multiple times in the carnal way. And, you know, it was well known in circles that Barack Obama was at least bisexual. And I defy anybody. Look at the number of Barack Obama. He's dreamy, right? This is a guy that had everything going for him. He's tall. He's pseudo dark, and he's handsome. He's tanned. He's the quintessential quote Latin lover that just doesn't have the Latin name. But he's just as foreign and just as cool. I mean, think about everything that the left tells you he is. And this is his life growing up, and you can't find five women that this guy dated. Five. To be honest with you, you can't find three. The girl that he made up in this book, she was supposedly an amalgamation of all the girls. He couldn't even tell you the truth about the one girl that supposedly he was with because she was an amalgamation of all the girls. Look, if a dude's going to write a book and it's going to be a thing about his life and his loves and all that, he ain't going to make an amalgamation of loves. He's going to say, yes, I was with Jenny, and then Jenny and I broke up when I was with Susan, and then Susan, you know, she cracked up and went to this, whatever, and now I'm with Monica. Yeah, he's going to give you the names. Barack Obama can't.
because they don't exist. Now, he can give you the names of dudes. And look, I'm not mad at him. I'm not happy not to be gay. I'm not a proponent of the gay lifestyle. In fact, I run the not gay organization. For all of you who want to come out not gay, you got your kids. You just come on out. Not gay. It's okay. But I started that organization as a joke to the gays. Look, being gay is not a good qualification for being president, especially when you're covering it up and you're hiding your agenda. But it is what it is. And leftists overlooked it. In most cases, being blunt, they covered it up. Because they knew America would be upset with a bisexual president. Well, for all I know, half the presidents were bisexual. But here's the deal. Nobody cared until Barack Obama hit the scene. Because Barack Obama told us he was for marriage between a man and a woman. Then he comes on, he gets the presidency, and they say, oh, he changed his mind. No, he didn't. He always thought that he should be able to be with who he wanted, and you shouldn't care. And the reasons he did it was because of dope, or it was his circumstances, or some guy promised him some money, or whatever. Who knows? But that was it. But he knew he couldn't get elected president that way. And now, in this book, we get the truth about what most of America already either knew or certainly suspected. I knew it to be true from Jump Street, because you know the type. Maybe I'm just more in tune that way. I don't have a gaydar, but I do have a down-low-dar. So, Obama enjoyed the company of men. Bum, bum, bum. The left doesn't want to tell you the truth when they know it's going to backfire. But then once he gets into place, what's he want to do? He wants to legislate the crap out of you about his own little self-indulgences that he doesn't want to share. That's how lecherous they are. I tell you this all the time. Anyway, this guy goes on to say this. In the chapter about the former president's 2 years at Occidental College, Garrow reveals a close relationship Obama had with an openly gay assistant professor named Lawrence Golden. So, I want to stop there because, unfortunately, I'm going to run out of time if I don't. But my point to all of this, folks, is we got to be able to have open, honest conversations about what these people are, or else we're never going to win this battle.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Gay men scare me. Gay men scare me because they care about the same things that women care about, but with the aggression of men. It's a dangerous combination. Like, if my wife sees a friend of hers who's gained a little weight, she'll rip her apart but be very tactful about it, you know. It looks like Barbara might have put on a pound or two. Boop, 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 boop. Our gay friend's like, please, she's a walrus. Look at her whiskers. Oh.
Okay.
Okay, what do you think of the Mozilla CEO having to step down over his donation to Pro Proposition 8 group? Yeah, the Mozilla, which I'm wearing right now, by the way. I didn't know what Mozilla was. I saw it on my computer, but it's Firefox, right? It's the browser.
Okay. It's an STD.
So this guy apparently does not want gay people to get married, and he had to step down. What do you think of that? The question is.
Because he gave $1,000 8 years ago, and that's come back to haunt him.
Well, and he gave it when President Obama still was against gay marriage, so I don't think it's very fair.
Good point. Also, I think there is a gay mafia. I think if you cross them, you do get whacked. I really do.
So how do you think that the president can balance all the delicate foreign policy issues but still take a decisive stand on human rights? Because so many people consider President Obama to be the first gay president.
Right. Well, I mean, that is something that the president has to struggle with all the time.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson's show, KJRadio.com. I'm not gay no more. I'm not gay no more. Ba-da-ba-da-bow. What, are you gay? Why are you looking at me like that? Hmm? Hey, Norton, when you bend over like that, you make me take a look. I'm not gay. And here's the thing. I do not condone, nor do I contone the gay lifestyle. I don't. But here's the other thing. I don't really care what you do. I don't mark that down. New word. I don't condone lying. I don't condone a lot of things. I don't condone thievery, right? So it's no big deal. It really isn't. And, you know, the gays have made it a big deal. Oh, yeah. We don't like you. We understand. Any more than any other sin that's out there, I have no other issue with that. The only difference is we don't go around catching liars. You know, so for example, I don't know if a person's a liar until they lie to me. So up until that point, they're a cool person. By the way, yeah, I can learn that you're gay, and I don't have a problem with it. I may go, well, you know, not my bag. I disagree with the lifestyle. I may even think of it as a sin, but I don't go away from you. You know who I will get away from? A liar. If a person is just a habitual liar, Kev, I'll help. Yeah, man, I'll do it, whatever, and you don't do it, you finally go, yeah, you know, it ain't worth my time. But you could be gay. I could meet you, and every time you're just even more gay. And I'm not going to just let you go. If I say, hey, man, can you help me do so-and-so? Absolutely. Happy to help. And I go, I think he may be gay. Then you come over and you help, and I call you back over, and I say, hey, can you help? And you go, absolutely, Kevin, I'd love to. And you're even more gay, but you show up and you help. I'm going to go, that little gay son of a gun is gay as he may be, and as much as I don't appreciate his lifestyle, I really appreciate the fact that he does what he says. He's not a liar. He's not this. And I would just embrace you, not in that gay way, but you know what I'm saying. But we tiptoe around these issues. Look, folks, I don't have a problem. As a Christian, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not here to the only person you are responsible to is God, as far as I'm concerned. That's it. You're not responsible to me. And we can be so sanctimonious that gay people think, oh, these people are just so bad over there. We're not bad. We're good folks. We're good folks that say to you, you know what? Probably not the best lifestyle, but at the same time, I'm not worrying about it until you force it on me. And then to the comics point, when you get a gay guy, which is what we had as a president with Barack Obama, he just becomes a gangster. He was a gangster. Now you got to, everything's gay. Anyway, I was going to talk about this guy. The guy that wrote a book about Barack Obama says the former president's 2 years at Occidental, Garrow, reveals a close relationship with Obama that had with an openly gay assistant professor named Lawrence Golden. And here's what he says. Golden made a huge impact on Barry Obama. Garrow wrote, almost a quarter century later, asked about his understanding of gay issues, Obama enthusiastically said, my favorite professor my first year in college was one of the first openly gay people that I knew. He was a terrific guy with whom Obama developed a friendship beyond the classroom. The biographer added, Golden years later would remember that Obama was, quote, not fearful of being associated with me
in terms of talking socially and learning from me, and after as well as in class. 3 years later, Obama wrote somewhat elusively to his first intimate girlfriend that he had thought about and considered gayness, but ultimately had decided that a same-sex relationship would be less challenging and demanding than developing one with the opposite sex. Garrow wrote, but there's no doubting that Golden gave 18-year-old Barry a vastly more positive and uplifting image of gay identity and self-confidence than he had known in Honolulu. So what it sounds to me is that the guy verified what Barack Obama was probably thinking when he was in Honolulu. I was a little confused about this, the part where they talked about the same-sex thing, where he says 3 years later Obama wrote somewhat elusively to his first intimate girlfriend that he had thought about and considered gayness, but ultimately had decided that a same-sex relationship would be less challenging and demanding than developing one with the opposite sex. I think he meant more challenging, but I don't know. So that was a little bit confusing when I read it. So this guy's written a book. He's talking about Barack Obama is gay. And quite honestly, I would love for Barack Obama to fess up on a lot of stuff. Not because it's going to matter. Look, you pulled the ruse on the American people. Congrats. I salute you, my friend. Whether you are a citizen, I don't really care. Boom, I salute you. Whether you were a C student, which I predict you were, boom, I salute you for making people believe that you're a pretty smart dude. Acting as if you're a Christian. I salute you, Muslim brother. Assalamu alaikum. You know, but some of these things you can start to fess up on. You've done it. Your pension is in play. You know what Barack Obama may be afraid of? That he would lose his pension. He would lose all the presidential perks that he had if the jig was up. If people found out, you know, well, maybe he is, you know, not a citizen or whatever. I don't care one way or the other. The dude's mom was an American citizen. I know there are people that are, you know, sticklers for the Constitution. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, and I'm not talking about for the presidency. As far as I'm concerned, he's half American by way of his mom. And I'm not going to, as far as I'm concerned, that makes him American. Now, if it's the strict order of the presidency, that's for those, you know, people, other people to fight that battle. So all I'm getting at here, folks, is we got to be able to talk about this. I think it's an interesting subject. I think the timing is interesting about this more than anything, because he's out, pardon the pun, he's out of office. They should. My curiosity is, why didn't this guy write this book 4 years ago, 3 years ago? Books like this, he could have outed Obama two years ago. Or before the previous election or whatever. The timing of this, that he's out, Barack Obama's out of office, and they released this book, and now he's going to be out speaking quite a bit. I'm curious as to how this gets handled in the press. Don't you think, let me put it to you this way, if they suspected that Donald Trump were gay, he got out of office, he's out for, you know, 90 days, comes off of vacations with all these billionaires, and then somebody writes a book and says, you know, we were telling you Donald Trump was gay, you think they would maybe ask him a question or two about it? I suspect they would. Maybe it's just me. But you know, and I'm not going to call it a double standard, but what's interesting about it to me is the left sees gayety and these LGBTQ issues as a badge of honor. Why don't they hang that badge on Barack Obama? They get him to do all their dirty work. He's doing all their dirty work under the covers, so to speak. He's not saying, yeah, I'm gay. That's why I helped the gay lobby, which is what I suspect anyway. We'll be back.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.